For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. The Final Four of the men's college basketball tournament is now set. After winning their respective regional finals this weekend, North Carolina State, Purdue, Alabama, and UConn are all that remain. UConn beat Illinois 77-52 on Saturday thanks to a 30-0 run that saw the Illini go scoreless for 9 minutes of game time. Alabama defeated Clemson 89-82 for their first trip to the Final Four in program history. On Sunday, Purdue outlasted Tennessee 72-66. Reigning Player of the Year, Zach Edey, had a career-high 40 points along with 16 rebounds. And NC State, as an 11 seed, continues their magical run as they beat in-state rival Duke yesterday 76-64. NC State was trailing by 6 at halftime but broke out for 55 points in the second half. The national semifinal games will be Saturday, April 6th, where NC State will play Purdue and Alabama will face UConn in Phoenix, Arizona for a spot in the championship game. Playing in the Final Four will be a North Dakota native. Senior forward Grant Nelson of the Alabama team is from Devils Lake, North Dakota. After being named North Dakota's Mr. Basketball as a high school senior, Nelson began his collegiate career at North Dakota State, where he played 3 seasons. Last year, he was first-team All-Summit League at NDSU, averaging 18 points per game, 9 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Transferring to the University of Alabama this season, Nelson has played a career-high 36 games while averaging nearly 12 points and 6 rebounds per game for the Crimson Tide. He has played some of his best basketball on Bama's run to the Final Four. In their Sweet 16 game against 1-seed North Carolina, Nelson scored 24 points, collected 12 rebounds, and blocked 5 shots. On Saturday against Clemson, he had 8 points, 7 rebounds in 21 minutes. And the Minnesota Twins took 2 of 3 games from the Kansas City Royals in their first series of the Major League Baseball season, but lost the finale on Sunday 11-0. Bailey Ober, who was a workhorse last season for the Twins, throwing 144 innings in 26 starts, got tagged with 8 runs before the end of the second inning. He recorded just 4 outs before being pulled. The Minnesota lineup was just 4 for 32 in the game as they were shut down by Brady Singer for 7 shutout innings. The Royals launched 5 home runs en route to the blowout win, and with 6 pitchers and third baseman Royce Lewis on the injured list, the Twins will get an off day today before starting a 2-game series in Milwaukee Tuesday afternoon. Other AL Central results from the weekend include the Detroit Tigers winning all 3 games in Chicago against the White Sox, and the Cleveland Guardians winning 3 of 4 in Oakland against the Athletics. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.